stow wood in there.
Where would you keep coal if you burn coal?
Well, I don't know. I never did do nothing like that, but they have something to keep it in. I don't know. And then I think they kept it outside of the house, best of my recollection, and then they had what they call a scuttle. They put it in and had a bale to it. They'd bring that scuttle in. That was built, came up sort of like a, I don't know, had a mouth to it, sort of a chute, you know. You just pick it up and shake it that way, and it just go right on in to stove.
Stove.
I think they call them scuttles.
Scuttles, yeah. I've heard two names. One's a coal tail, and the other's a coal scuttle.
I never heard the other, but I heard scuttles.
What did you call a bathroom when it wasn't in the house?
Yeah, what?
What would you call a bathroom when it wasn't in the house when you were young?
Toilet.
Outdoor
toilets.
Did you have any funny names when you were a boy for the?
Oh well, now I ain't gonna mess. Hey, we'll get that on that tape.
We'll just let it be an outdoor toilet. Huh?
That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, sir. let's switch off that then onto the barn. Where did you keep the corn?
In the corn crib.
And was this hooked onto the barn? Or?
Yeah, the majority of it was. It's just, now I had a big barn out here. This boy tore it down and built him another. It's just a hay barn now. But you see, I had 10 mules one time. Well, I built it as a long outfit, and then I had stalls on each side and a hallway I could drive a wagon through. Well, I had a 16-foot crib right here in the right-hand corner, just as you come up to this end of it there. Went up through there. Red's got the bed, till I went out in the lot, built me up on high blocks, and built me a corn crib outside. He'd about rotted down, and he built another one. I helped him a little out there, and got it on concrete blocks, keep the rats out of the corn.
Mm-hmm. You used the word lot just then. Would you explain what that...
A lot.
Yes, what you meant by the lot?
A lot is a fence around your barn for your stock to come in. Mm-hmm. The gates shut them up in there. If you got one that's wild, you get him in there. Then you can get him in the barn. Mm-hmm. You take a young mule or sometime, man, it takes a good while to get him trained to go to the... And if you just turn him outside, he'd run off. So you got to have a barn lot. Mm-hmm. Some call them horse lot, some say cow lot.
Cow lot. Mm-hmm. And that's where you keep the cows as they come in to be milked?
That's right, as they come out of the pasture. Mm-hmm.
And... where did you store the grain, other than the corn?
I never raised nothing else but corn for grain. I used to have a lot of sorghum seed, but I had a potato house was built and fixed so potatoes wouldn't freeze in there. It had a little loft up over it, and I'd get my sorghum seed, fill that up every year. But I didn't have no bins or nothing for grain. Mm-hmm. We just pulled the ear corn and brought it in the ear.
Did anybody who grows grain around here, what do they call a place where they keep it? I'm interested, do they ever say granary?
Well, now we got these are big, bins now that put the stuff in, soybeans and corn stuff, you know.